Mohamed Morsi and the Egyptian Revolution are part of the plot of a musical, believe it or not. It's called We Live in Cairo, and it's in its final week at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts, just across the river from our studios here in Boston. Not an easy task, taking a major historical event like Tahrir Square and the Arab Spring, putting it to music, and keeping it accurate. The World's Sarah Birnbaum talked to the writers about challenges they faced.
We Live in Cairo starts with this feeling of hope. All the characters line up at the front of the stage and teach the audience lyrics to a protest anthem that'll come back later on in the show.
Everybody. I was one person who had an idea.
Okay, it's a little kumbaya, a little summer camp, but it's also sweet, right? I mean, the idea that one individual can make a difference.
I died and then I traveled on. I saw the riots in Helwan.
Spoiler alert, that hope is going to come crashing down at the end of the play, but I'll let you bask in the youthful optimism for a second. We Live in Cairo follows a group of friends, their coming of age, and their budding political consciousness in the months before the Arab Spring. The kids are Muslim and Christian, gay, straight, rich, poor, secular, religious. But their anger at Hosni Mubarak, who was the longtime ruler of Egypt, brings them together. And that anger eventually leads them to Tahrir Square. I would say the play is like Rent with an Egyptian flavor. The writers, Daniel and Patrick Lazour, are Arab-American. They're brothers in their mid-20s, and I asked them if they ever feel weird or insecure about telling the story because they're not Egyptian.
Definitely. You constantly. Right now. No. And I think that's why with every draft, with every new song, we're always checking it with people who really, really know this event personally.
The Lazour said that they're really anal about accuracy and getting the facts right.
It's been our highest priority because you're going to have audience members who say, I know what this is, and I remember this. I was there. It's not a Les Mis. It's something that people are going through now.
Okay, so, like, how would you compare your need to be accurate with, say, Lin-Manuel Miranda's need to be accurate in a show like Hamilton, you know, which is a hip-hop musical about the founding fathers?
For Hamilton, it's a sort of all of our history in a way, and on some level, we know it, so being more creative about ways to tell that story and subvert it is welcome. And I think here, there's just such an enormous responsibility to say audiences coming in might not be aware of this at all, so we need to really be conscious of what we're sharing with them, especially when, you know, this contributes to what they know about the Arab world.
Talk about pressure. So they went the extra mile. They took an early draft of the script to Professor Tariq Massoud, an expert in Egyptian politics at Harvard and lover of musicals. Cool. So when you first saw the script, what was that script like?
What struck me most was that it was mainly a musical about the success of 2011. Most of it was these young people and what motivated them and how they transformed from, in some cases, quite apathetic and apolitical people into the kinds of people who would go into the streets, camp out in a major square in Cairo for 18 days demanding the fall of the regime, and has this triumphant note. It then has an epilogue. It recognizes that today Egypt is not the place that those revolutionaries tried to create, that today Egypt is governed by a regime that is authoritarian, that does not reflect what those people wanted. But there wasn't a lot about what happened between the successful revolution and the grim reality of the present day.
So Massoud and the brothers went back and forth over the next several months, and they did a bunch of rewrites and had a ton of conversations.
So I think what we realized was that we would be doing a disservice to this story if we didn't take into account these momentous events after 2011, when the Muslim Brotherhood came into power, and then in 2013 when Sisi came into power, who is currently the president.
So it sounds like you're saying that it would be inauthentic to end it with, hey, this revolution was successful when we're in the Sisi regime.
Yes. Well, and I think in terms of what you're getting at in terms of authenticity and inauthenticity, for us as Westerners, you know, seeing these news stories in 2011, that was the quote-unquote authentic story of the revolution to us. So we thought, okay, this will make a great musical. This has a great ending, has a hopeful, you know, sort of triumphant end. But as we started going deeper and deeper, I think we started realizing how complicated it all is.
The Lazors added a second act. And remember how I told you earlier that all that feel good, change starts with one person stuff was going to come like crashing down on you by the end of the play? That's act two in a nutshell.
What? I wish we could go back. It was better under Mubarak. I'm leaving.
You just go home.
The friends start to argue. They can't agree on who to vote for, if they should accept the results of the free and fair elections, or if they should go back and protest again. To quote Hamilton, winning was easy, young man. Governing's harder.
I don't recognize me. Is what my mother says true?
By the end, everyone's isolated and alone. Some friends are in jail, some are dead, and some, God forbid, move to New York. And you have this tragic reprise of the song, Just One Person.
I'm one person. One of millions.
So musical theater, right? I asked Professor Massoud how the Lazors measure up at the end of the day when it comes to accuracy, and he said pretty good, but not perfect.
Sometimes they have to take artistic license with things. Sometimes certain events that an Egyptian politics geek like myself might think are deeply important don't get reflected in the... I wish they would do some kind of musical number on the Muslim Brotherhood.
That's going to be an instant hit.
I have ideas.
Call me.
Yeah, we'll talk.
So I'm at a different place now than I was when I started thinking about this whole thing. Not with the Muslim Brotherhood toe tapper, because that's just like a really bad idea, but with the idea of accuracy. So at first, I wanted to figure out, you know, how accurate is this play about Egypt? But then I started to realize that we're still trying to figure out what happened in Egypt. You know, there is no truth. There is no consensus. And if this play becomes even half as popular as Hamilton or Rent, it could have a considerable influence on the way people think about what happened during the Arab Spring and then why it went so wrong. I'll let Professor Massoud have the last word.
My view of this is that they do have a responsibility to accurately reflect what happened in Egypt, but their primary responsibility is actually to the work of art itself and to the broader transcendent message that they're trying to deliver.
And that message is about the simultaneous power and powerlessness of the individual, that sometimes one person can start a revolution, but other times one person's just one person.
We are blood, you and I.
For the world, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.
We are children of the Nile. While they laughed and made their plans, we made our own. We made our own.
Sign your name here for Tamarut. Yoskot, Muhammad Morsi. Tamarut, has anyone not? The revolution is not over until the demands of the people are met.
Here's the second verse. We made a stage in Tahrir. Marched over bridges across the Nile. And when they left us in the cold, we made a home. We made a home. Hey la, hey la, hey la, hey la, hey.